Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Women Leading the Way Radio Show, where each time you'll hear from successful women CEOs, executives, and professionals, where we'll discover how they do what they do to be successful in business. We'll be interviewing women who have overcome big challenges, women who have incredible stories of lessons learned in dealing with adversity. We'll even interview women who have started and grown successful organizations and women who are C-level executives with unique talents and positions. Our goal is to bring successful businesswomen together to share how they're leading the way in business today.
Hey, good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to Women Lead Radio, brought to you by Connected Women of Influence. I have the lovely pleasure today of being your host for Women Lead Radio, and with me, not typically in her role, is our leading lady, who typically is one of our lovely hosts for Women Lead Radio, but Deanna Potter is on the line with me today as our leading lady, and she is the founder of Potter Coaching and Consulting. And I just want, Deanna, give a shout-out to all of our listeners and say, yay, happy Friday.
Yay, happy Friday. Shout, shout, shout-out.
So good. You're so good at following the rules, man. I love that about you.
I'm so happy to be here. I'm so happy to be here on the other side of it. Oh, I love this.
You're right. I get to interrogate you now. I love it. I love it. I love it. And what I'm loving today is we're talking about the launch of something big, magnanimous, and very female-friendly. So our topic today is the launch of Sue Talks and the Women Lead Conference. And I'm going to let you kick things off as kind of the ideator on what Sue Talks is. But if any of you out there have heard of TED Talks, Deanna, answer for our listeners, what is Sue? What is Sue Talks?
Sue stands for Successful, Unstoppable, and Empowering Women. Women who are out there leading the charge in business, leading teams in business, leading the way in business. And, you know, this whole thing started many, many moons ago when you and I, Michelle, were sitting around bantering about business, bantering through ideas, bantering, as you and I so often do. And I don't even remember exactly we were having a conference call about something. I don't remember what the topic was, but we were just kind of, you know, generating ideas as we sometimes, you know, do. And I was talking and I said, you know, there's that TED thing, but we need something that ties into what we do at CWI, at Connected Women of Influence. And we're always talking about, you know, your vision as a leader for us and all of us as a team at CWI and our mission around women leading and leading the way and continuing to break down barriers and just empowering women in business. And I said, what about if it wasn't TED? What if it was Sue or something like that? We changed the name a few times. You know, it was Sue, it was Tess, it was Jess, it was this. And we came back around to Sue. Sue just kind of worked. And we, you know, after a lot of calls and a lot of breaking it down, what would the S and the U and the E stand for? And it came back to success, unstoppable, and empowered. And we kind of set it on the shelf and we said, we're going to do something with it. And then as, you know, the plans began around the Women Lead Conference, it just fit. And it made sense that if we're going to launch this conference and we're going to start something great, that we should kick things off with the Sue Talks. And so here we are, and I'm excited.
And I recall it the same way, and I think the day when you go, you know, there should be something to rival TED where it should just be women. It's like, you know, women and all of that. And I remember, I think at the time my head exploded at the time, and I went, what a great idea, you know, just for to hear women and their leadership journey and their experiences and what they've learned along the way. And, it, you know, it's been an incredible ride. And I know that's kind of the back story and the back history of the Sue Talks, but if any of you of our listeners have heard of the TED Talks, what we want to do is not be the same, but it's like, you know, women, you know, empowering and changing the face of business is what we're all about. So I'm loving it, and, you know, Deanna, I know we've just come off hearing some of the presentations of our Sue Talk, our Sue Talkers, as it is. I mean, can you kind of describe, it's like, what are you thinking about some of the different presentations, just to whet the appetite of anybody thinking of coming to the Women Lead Conference to hear Sue Talks?
Yes. So just to give our listeners a little background, when, Michelle, you say we just came off of them, we literally earlier today spent upwards of 5 or 6 hours in a first dry run through of our talkers for our launch year. And we call them Sue Talkers. And they gave us their first audition, you might say, or their first run through. So we're getting ready. We're getting prepped for the conference later this month. And the best way I said it to Michelle when everybody left, and I looked at her and I said, they're giving life to our dream. These women are giving life to our dream. This vision that you and I had, all of a sudden, there were two words that I thought to myself, commitment and investment. These powerful women, financial advisors, attorneys, environmental specialists, amazing women have taken stories about their journey through business. And they did something that as much as, and I want everyone to know on a side note, we love men. I have a man at home that I adore who is the backbone of supporting me through my world of business. My husband and I have been together 24 years. We all know that it takes a support team behind you to get you places. But what's different about the Sue Talks is these women stood up there and went to a place of vulnerability that we as women, it's part of our DNA. We're willing to share parts of ourselves about our journey that I don't know is natural for everyone out there. And that's what they did. They taught us lessons. They told us stories. They showed us what it was like to struggle through part of their journey in business. And they did it from a place of vulnerability that left us in awe in 12 minutes. 12 minutes.
God, I'm with you.
These talks
I totally
are
with
so,
you.
Like, they just, boom, pow, drop that mic, baby. I mean, it was amazing. It was amazing. And this was the first dry run through. I can't imagine by the time they stand on that blacked out stage with that spotlight on them at this conference, what the impact is going to be. I just can't wait.
Ugh. Well, and this will paint a picture for our listeners of, like, you know, what can they envision when they come to Sue Talks? I mean, what's the environment going to be like? It's like, what, you know, because I totally agree with you on the idea. I can't believe how personal everything was. And there were things I learned about, you know, our Sue Talkers that to me, what I loved most, and I'll share, was that it's not about telling, you know, how to be successful, what to do, when to do it.
Mm-hmm.
It was not to
no.
tell. It was just such a personal journey on business of what women have learned, what they've experienced, how they're better off. And just it was their shared business and experiences, both from a personal and a business standpoint, but all relating to business as the lessons learned. That's what it just, I've never felt such goosebumps to hear women talk about, you know, what I've learned along the way, and here's how I feel I'm successful and unstoppable, you know, and that to me is very empowering. And oh my gosh, I just spelled out Sue. Go crazy.
Yeah, it's amazing. It's in your subconscious. That's why we've been drinking coffee over it every 7:30 every Monday morning. These listeners have no idea that what you expected of me and how you've made me grow through this process, Michelle, I'll tell you. So let me set a picture for all of you listening in. You will be heading into a ballroom with a very intimate setup, but also a very large and professional production. And we're going to have a U-shaped auditorium style, so it will be very much something that will allow you to feel that you are being communicated with this person very one-on-one, but in a community. I am very excited about the setup. It's going to be a stage. We're going to have a black background. It's going to have everything washed out black with just a spotlight on the speaker. I will be your MC for the two-day event, actually, and I will have the pleasure of getting on stage. Both Michelle and I are going to open up with a little bit of remarks and hopefully kind of kick it out of the park, give you a little bit of context around Sue. I'm just going to leave you teased with that. Then we'll have our first presenter up there. We'll have a little intro for each of the presenters. And when they each get on stage, what's amazing about the lineup we have for these seven women is that we have just generations on that stage. It's going to be from, as one person says, the millennials, she owns it up there, through just the, you know, as another presenter says, those power peak earners, to those people who are out there, you know, rebuilding businesses and taking second chances. We've got a lot of wisdom and a lot of input, and every presenter is different. every topic is different, every story is different. That's what was so amazing, is that not one of them overlaps on the other. And to be honest with you, Michelle and I weren't sure what to expect. We said, gosh, after we watched the first dry run-throughs, I mean, you know, Michelle, we were both saying, we might have to think about what order we're going to put people in, because if someone talks a little bit about the same thing, we want to spread it out. We had no issues with that. Everybody was so different. It was what, don't you agree, Michelle? There was so much uniqueness in everyone's topic, everyone's story, everyone's presentation style, the humor, the intimacy. It was just astonishing. I totally agree.
And what I love the most is we started out, and I'm going to share, Deanna, it's like, you know, we started out with the idea that for our listeners to know is we chose a theme. And so one of the themes that we chose was, you know, share your leadership journey. It's like, you know, I how you became to be a leader. So my leadership journey and how I got there. And then the other theme was, it's like my greatest professional challenge in business. And, you know, and I think both of them took on such a different stake, but just some of the, you know, topics and how they put their personal journey inside of it. I mean, one of our topics and is by one of our Sue Talkers is, which is a little crazy, it's called Grow on Them Like Fungus. Perseverance gives rise to leadership. And I'm thinking, fungus? Really? That equals leadership? But talk a little bit about, don't give it away, but, you know, talk to me about Windus's experience. I mean, she is a young 30-something woman. You know, we'll just kind of use the 30-somethings or the somethings in there as far as ages, but she's quite the up-and-comer, and she has achieved greatness, and she's just had a lot of experiences along her life since she started in her profession.
Yes. You know, yes, without giving too much away, I mean, here, and she's one example of many who, where, you know, she gets on stage and she shares with us the perseverance that obviously she put forth in her business, and she shares with us some of, I suppose you could say, secrets of her success. But she integrates some of the challenges that she faced in business and the lessons that she's learned and applied, but she integrates some of the challenges that she also had along the way that she was facing in her personal life. And there's an example of what she will share at the conference that she dealt with along the way personally. And you listen to this 30-something story and you think, my goodness, there are people I know in their 80s who haven't battled some of the challenges that she's had in her short 30-something life. And it's that reminder that you don't know people's stories behind the scenes. When I think over the experiences we had today, getting these, you know, glimpses ahead of schedule compared to everyone else, and I think about everyone's story, even our, Erica, and she's our millennial, and she was there telling us everything that she's been through, and she'll share at the conference, even in the last 5 years. And I look at this young, successful, up-and-coming woman, and I think, my goodness. Look at what she's dealt with today and look at how much I have to learn from her, and I'm twice her age. Well, not quite. Let's not age me. But you seriously, okay? And I go, oh, my God, there is no way that any of us as women leading in business and women who are looking to grow ourselves in business, we all have something to learn from each other in that room, and that's what this conference is all about. This conference is about women leading in business, women supporting one another in business, and women learning from one another in business. And that's exactly what we get out of these food talks.
And I love that. You know, you're so right. And it's like, I'm hoping, you know, you can share a couple of things. Like, you know, when someone hears a Sue talk, you know, what do you hope? And I'll share mine as well. But what are some of the things you feel people should take away? I mean, what are they going to be inspired? It's like, you know, what's our goal with the Sue talks? Is when someone hears them, they're going to go, what?
You know, I'm so glad you asked that question, because I don't know if I could have answered it as well as I can earlier than I can right now. Because I think my vision, honestly, after having sat through them today, my answer is different. I don't know if you feel the same, but if you had asked me that question yesterday, I probably would have had a different answer based on the vision that you and I have had. I would have said, well, you know, I want people to feel empowered. I want them to feel motivated. I want them to feel that they're not in it alone. Those were some of the things. I still feel that those things are important, and I do hope they gain that. But I had emotional reactions today listening to the women. And I also want to add on to that list. One of the things that I hope they get out of it is I hope that they get a sense of it's okay for me to be imperfect. It's okay for me to lean on others. It's okay for me to be vulnerable, because I think that for women in business and for those of us trying so hard to lead and move forward and be successful, it takes a lot of strength. And we work really hard being to excel and accomplish and achieve and grow. And every once in a while, you need to just sit back and kind of let it all out, let it just be. And that means kind of being a little vulnerable sometimes. And I
love that
here. And when I've heard women talk about their moments in life where I faced depression, I faced an illness, I looked at myself and said, why am I doing this, and do I matter, and do I care? I mean, there were some real raw moments. And it brought me to a moment where I said, wow, I remember feeling like that. I had a moment where I said, I'm battling that right now, whatever the issue was that woman was sharing.
Yeah.
And it made me say, you know what, it's okay for me to not be perfect. It's okay for me to say, gosh, I'm dealing with that, and I'm facing that, and this successful, amazing woman has been there too. It's okay for us to be human and show it.
No, I love that
and
one
still,
too.
I
get so excited. I want to jump in there. It's like, hold that thought.
Yeah.
So, you know, one of the things I know that I love the most was just the idea that it's like, you know, we all for life have a series of transitions, and some of the different Sue talkers are talking about, you know, how they made transitions and what their decision kind of process was to make, you know, major, you know, career changes and major business decisions, you know, based on what was happening, what wasn't happening that they wished it would. You know, I don't want to give away, you know, the bank here, but there were some really big transitional stories of how women made some of these decisions as it related to business and their career. And I was extremely inspired by that, because I remember taking art history in school, and I kind of like equate it like this, is like visually you stand afar from somebody and you don't know them really well, and you're thinking, man, they've got it all together. It's like they're on top of things, they're making their plan happen. And then you start to get a little closer, like a Monet in art, and you're thinking, it was looking a little messy. It's like I see things going on, and ooh, wow, it's like, you know, now it looks like a big old mess when I get up there. And you know what? Peel back all of us, we're all like that. And that's one of the things that I love most. Is you keep coming back to the authenticity and the vulnerability. You know, it wasn't a cry fest by any means. It was just how women have overcome challenges and still, you know, get up every day, keep on. They fell down, they get up, and it's like just their different takes. One of them I loved is Karen Dietz, who was talking about what was I thinking. It's like, you know, you can answer so many questions just from that question, but loved Karen's kind of analogy and stories. As you know, she's a master storyteller, but who was your favorite? I'm kind of curious. Oh, and that's a loaded question in it. Who did you really love as one of the presenters? Maybe not favorite, because that one's tough, but who was one of your favorites?
Okay, so I was about to go now. Don't trap me. I don't have kids, but that is like asking someone who's your favorite child.
I know,
child.
I'm
okay?
Sorry.
So don't ask me.
Yeah.
No. I will tell you.
They're
let me all
my
answer
amazing.
This way. Here were some of the highlights for me. Okay. Okay.
That's
so,
good.
And I can pick highlights out of each of the presenters. So Karen, absolutely, she is a master. And for those of you who don't know, she is a past TED Talker. So, I mean, this is what she does for a business and a career, and she's a remarkable example of a presenter to begin with. But her story is amazing. And the way she talked about the quote-unquote mistake she made, the lesson she learned, and the way she came back and found just a master of growth and satisfaction. And I'm sorry, there's nothing wrong with making a mistake and allowing yourself to kind of get caught with your back up against the wall, we'll say. And then the satisfaction of the growth at coming back around and going, aha. I don't want to give you details, but there was a lot of satisfaction in her story. Believe me, you don't want to miss it. And then the way she tied it up at the end. And she just gave us such a visual piece of satisfaction in listening to her. It was just, it was brilliant. It was so smooth. Okay, just loved the whole way it fit together so gracefully. Sylvia at the very end, I mean, there is so much animation. There is so much just vitality. And you could see the passion in her story and the way in which she lives through her purpose. And the way she talks about her mother and the way she talks about history and what she does and the way, there's just so much, I don't want to give away her story, but there's just a passion in her and in her delivery. Cherry and her, I love what Cherry talks about is Cherry talks about your why and her why. And the dramatic decision that she made a decade ago when she was driving down a freeway made in her life and where it brought her to today, nobody should ever want to miss that story and the impact it made on her and the way it makes you look at who you are today. I mean, that in itself. I mentioned Erica earlier. Erica helps you as this young 20-something. It makes you at any age go, wow, to have that kind of strength, clarity, and wisdom, or to revisit yourself and say, yes, every one of us should want to give that much back to those around us and should have that kind of passion for life, we should all just want to take a shot in the arm from her. I mean, I could go down the list, Michelle. I could go the next hour.
Yeah.
No, I know. And they're all so good. I think, you know, the ones you haven't mentioned, like JC, who talked just about, you know, what she identified with herself as a child and what she's, you know, how she, like, rocks it now. You know, I mean, that was what was amazing to me. And Quinn, how she keeps saying it's like her topic was, you know, I could have been working at In-N-Out Burger, but wow, on her story and who's been such a mentor to her, you know, from her kind of Sue talk. So I think we've got a lot, but I have a question because people are probably, now that we've whet their appetites, you know, kind of like share. It's like I know people can go to certain websites. One of them is SueTalks.com, and that's S-U-E for Sue, and then Talks, T-A-L-K-S.com. The conference is on what dates, Deanna? I'm putting you on the spot. Do you know the dates of our conference?
October 22nd
and, how people...
and October 23rd.
Okay, you want to try again. So it's really October 21st and October 22nd, which is a Wednesday and a Thursday. It's okay. If you go online to womenleadconference.com, you can register for 1 day, 2 days, the entire conference. But, you know, Sue Talks is the only thing we're going to do in the last couple of minutes we've got. What else is going on at the conference, Deanna? Because I know you are not just our MC. You are Chief Experience Officer for a day and a half. So what else is going on at the conference?
Yes, and apparently I will be starting the experience the day before the conference.
No, the day after. I think you were going, you'd be there a day late, so we don't want you to do that. Let's try the 21st and the 22nd.
Sorry. Anyway, I did that earlier today, too. You'll know that it's in my calendar correctly, Michelle, I promise. Anyways.
I totally got it.
The student talks are just a, they are one part of a amazing day and a half experience. And you know what I'm so excited about is that not only are we launching this, but we have some activities planned the next day after Sue Talks that I feel are going to be very unique in how you get to experience a conference amongst these unstoppable, successful, empowering women. So we're going to kick off the next day. And the very first, most significant session of the day is what we're calling speed leading. And the very cool part about speed leading is you've heard of speed dating. The best thing I can explain to you is that it's going to be way better than that if you've ever tried it, unless you've managed to get a marriage out of it. And I tell you, I've talked to people who have said, oh, I met my husband online. I have personally, Michelle, have you ever met somebody who said, oh, gee, I met my husband speed dating? I personally have never heard
that.
You know,
I have heard. Yes, I have. I'm from the Midwest. There's all kinds of things that happen in the Midwest. So.
Okay. All right. Well, anyways, I digress. So we have really been able to attract some of the most amazing, high-level, wonderful, powerful executive women from companies like Jack in the Box, Disney. I mean, just amazing corporations that are donating their time to come in and really just offer generously their skills, techniques, thoughts, and stories around their journey and what they do every day to lead in the world of business. So we're going to go ahead and we're going to kick things off that morning, and you guys are going to spend time one-on-one, very intimate time, over approximately an hour and 45 minutes, 2 hours, and you're going to be able to actually rotate every 17 minutes or so, not that we're counting. We're going to ring a bell, and you're going to be able to go from table to table to table, and you're going to get to discuss with each of these different tables and these wonderful women, and there's going to be approximately, I think, 20 is what we're aiming at right now, different topics. Everything from how they challenges they face on their journey to the top, you know, how to lead teams, how to communicate better, how to find your voice. Could be a variety of different things on how you lead as a woman and how you become a stronger woman in business. So we're going to have speed leading sessions in the morning. We're going to have breakout sessions in the afternoon with panels. And Michelle, why don't you tell us a little bit about what some of those panel topics are going to be in the afternoon?
Absolutely. And within there, there's going to be some just table discussions as well, you know, and then a nice catered lunch out on the on what they call the Sunset Terrace at the Carlsbad Sheraton Resort and Spa. But in the afternoon, I'm loving this because, you know, again, you don't want to hear one perspective. Why not hear a few? So our breakout sessions are all panels. And one of our panels is called Breaking Barriers. You know, what companies are doing to help advance women in the workplace. And so, I mean, the moderator is flying down, who used to work at Starbucks, and he's now the vice president of diversity and inclusion at Avanade Incorporated, Eddie Pate. We've got a partner from Fisher & Phillips Law Firm that's on one of our panels, Gray Tarupian, Michelle Richardson, who came from Human Resources and Leadership, and she's the founder of Insightful Communication. And then a small little company, ha ha ha, called Ingram Micro, Kendra Angier, who's the VP of Human Resources for the entire North America. She will be one of our panelists as well. And some of the others, I have to tell you, one of the ones I'm really excited about as well of our panels is the Battle of the Gens. The battle of the generations and just the different perspective that a 20-something versus a 30-something or a 40-something or a 50-something, or we're getting into 60s as well, of a panel of very diverse ages can talk about how they lead. You know, they lead up, they lead different ages, they lead different people, different genders, and I think it'll be a fascinating panel and it will rock. And even of the panelists that are doing that particular panel, two of our panelists are actually a mother and a daughter, and I think it'll add an interesting perspective. And then we're going to talk about what makes a great leader and a resilient leader. And one of my personal favorites is that we also are going to be talking on a panel of how women can become a published author. And so Bethany Kelly, who's the founder and president of Kelly Communications, will be leading that panel, because I know there's a lot of books inside a lot of people, especially as women, that they want to do. And we're on the wrap-up, girl. So tell everybody again, I want to make sure you get this right, Deanna, because you and I are going to be at the same place on the same date. But what are the dates of our conference one last time?
Okay, so I want to make sure I get this right. So it's actually going to be Wednesday, the 23rd, and Thursday, the 24th. Did I get it right that time?
No, you really didn't, man. Are you really just yanking my chain? So to our listeners, let me just try this one more time. I cannot believe it. Oh, my goodness. Our conference is actually the 21st of October and the 22nd. And for more information, please go to womenleadconference.com. And if you'd like a shorter way to get there, you can go ahead and go to suetalks.com, and you can register online. You know, our rate is $399 for the whole conference. You can do just the Sue Talks only. You can come to day two only. We're also raising money for a worthy women's nonprofit that supports the next generation of girls in business. So, Deanna, you've been amazing. I always love being on the show with you. It's never dull and it's never boring, and you always keep me on my toes. So I'll say that one.
21 and 22,
you are gonna be,
right?
You got it right now. This is good. Very
21
good.
And 22. Our ages. Oh. You didn't tell me it's our ages, 21 and 22.
Now you got the dates right, and that is Wednesday and Thursday. So, my gosh,
got
to
it.
Our listeners, please don't be as confused as Deanna is. And to all of our listeners, I want to thank you for listening
thank
to Women Lead Radio.
Thank you so
we
much.
We have a lot of fun here, and I know if you are interested in coming to the conference, we would love to see you in the lovely area of Carlsbad, California, in Southern California. But I'm Michelle Berquist, today your host of Women Lead Radio. Deanna Potter is your host of Sassy Sales and Business Development. She's not a date, nor does she, you know dates and things like that, so don't count on her for that. But we're going to be back again next week. Go ahead. What was that?
I said, and I'm the last guest that she will, I'm the last time I will ever be a guest on the show, apparently.
Absolutely, sister. Absolutely.
Yes, thank you.
But I'm going to say,
thank you so much,
my
Michelle.
Lovely, You're so cute. My lovely guest next week and leading lady will be Bethany Kelly, who's the founder and president of Publishing Partner, and she is going to be a session panel presenter, one of our panel presenters and moderators at the Women Lead Conference. The topic we're going to talk about next week is Women Lead and the Prestige of Being a Published Author. So to all of you that listened, you have a great weekend. Sienna, you are amazing. Have a lovely weekend. And ladies, we'll talk to you next week. Do one thing, and when you're out there and out and about, if you see a professional woman and someone you know, please take an effort and make a concerted effort to support one another.
Women Leading the Way is produced by Connected Women of Influence, the premier private membership organization where like-focused business-to-business executive and professional women connect, collaborate, and cultivate a vast network of high-level affiliations, resources, and professional relationships. For more information about Connected Women of Influence, please visit our website at connectedwomenofinfluence.com.